Baltimore City schools are on the mend from the heating problems that had students at 85 different school buildings going to class in parkas earlier this month. City agencies and private companies provided emergency repairs, but the deeper financial problem was laid bare. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden went to this week's public meetings to get a sense of how administrators, students, and families are faring.
City Schools CEO Dr. Sanya Santelises heard it from all sides at a town hall meeting Monday and at the school board meeting Tuesday. There was Corey Gaber, a sixth grade teacher in Southwest Baltimore and a steering committee member for BMOR, Baltimore Movement of Rank and File Educators. He said he's concerned that the school leaders are not being aggressive enough in Annapolis, where state lawmakers decide how much money city schools will get.
Because we are too scared to talk about the history, the real history of underfunding.
Gaber pointed to what he said was the cumulative figure.
For the past 20 years, we've been shorted, according to the state's own definition of adequacy. And if you add up how short the state is every year over the past 20 years, we're talking about over $3 billion just based on their own definition of adequacy, not even excellent funding.
He complained that city schools never saw the money they were told they would get from casino gambling proceeds, a bait and switch, he called it. Casinos have pumped billions into the state's education trust fund since the first one opened 8 years ago. But schools throughout the state never saw the windfall they expected because lawmakers weren't spending any more than funding formulas were requiring them to spend. Others complained about the lack of parents advocating for their kids in Annapolis. One parent and kindergarten teacher at the town hall meeting told others, "Don't put up a fuss if your butt ain't on that bus," to the state house. Then she turned to Santelises and her chief of staff, Allison Perkins Cohen.
We are sending money back to the state. My question is, what is our plan that we can stop sending money back to the state?
She asked them, what is the plan to not send money back to Annapolis? Since 2009, city schools have had to return millions of state dollars for building upgrades and improvements because they couldn't complete the projects on time. Santelises explained that Baltimore, unlike richer suburban jurisdictions, doesn't have the upfront money to get those projects going. It's like being penalized because you don't have a rich uncle, she said. She also repeated what she's said several times since Governor Larry Hogan accused the Baltimore school system's leaders of mismanagement. She pointed to numerous audits throughout her 18 months on the job. They all showed no fiscal mismanagement. People at the town hall meeting held signs that read, "Warmth is a basic human right," and "No more excuses." Keisha Goodwin was at both meetings.
I'm a parent, community, homeowner, resident, and I'm an educator. Therefore, I'm a stakeholder.
She wanted to discuss what the board would be voting on that evening, how to distribute to the schools what money they have. It's called the Fair Student Funding Formula, and it passed in a vote 6-1. Which means that money will be allocated to individual schools based not on student test scores, as in the past, but based on student and neighborhood poverty levels. She and others pressed for more information on the heating crisis. Students and parents said they wanted more access to the school board. One mother said she needed some relationship building from school administrators. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.